A life of earthly wisdom will produce the bad fruit of bitter jealousy and selfish ambition. And here's the main, underlying, condemning characteristic of earthly wisdom. It begins in your heart. And here's why this is so convicting. Because it may not be seen by anyone else but you. But what will be seen is chaos around you. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Listen to what it says in James chapter 3, verse 14. If you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, for where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. As we consider this section of James chapter 3, do you see the decline from bad to worse that James uses here? The type of wisdom comes from the world, not heaven. It's natural and not supernatural. It comes from demons and not from God. And the consequences of living according to this type of earthly wisdom is disorder and confusion in the church. Now, we know that the confusion being talked about here doesn't pertain to knowing where to sit or what Sunday school class to go to or what life group to attend. But what James has in mind here is confusion over what the church is to be accomplishing. If we run the church according to earthly wisdom, then Sunday school teachers and life group leaders are going to have their own best interest, their ego in mind and at heart with everything they do. And the confusion and disorder is going to come in when people try to build their own kingdoms for their own sake instead of having the big picture of the kingdom of God in mind. This is why I'm constantly asking myself, and I want to ask you the question, why do we do what we do in the way we do it? There are some churches that are in disorder and confusion right now. Now, they may have an organized service, but there's confusion and disorder in what they're supposed to be accomplishing. And they've built up their own little kingdoms and establishments by holding to unbiblical principles, by not seeking the kingdom of God first. They want things done their way, and they have no consideration if another way, a biblical way, would be better suited for the times. They are confused on the purpose of their existence. And this will lead churches like that to vile and evil practices, which is to set your agenda above and ahead of God's purposes. But on the other hand, there are many churches that seek the wisdom that comes from heaven and that are faithful to simple biblical principles. They're not concerned about competition with other churches or building their own empires, but simply being good stewards of the people that God has put in their area and the place that they live in. And if you are in such a church, you should be grateful. As you pray today, please remember Jeremy Hambrice and his family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. Also, remember the Armenian Life Word broadcast heard in Armenia.